Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tony Ortiz is in this morning, and this will shock people as they wake up to hear this news this morning.
Yeah, some people, it's trending.
Some people will be shocked by this. Some people will not, because there have been a lot of people who have been asking for this guy to leave town for a little while now.
Talking about Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, rumors about the fact he could be traded.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
No, according to the website, the WDIV Channel 4 website, their sources are telling them that Matthew Stafford's been the subject of trade talks involving Lions and other teams the last couple of weeks. Now, let me stress this. That does not necessarily mean he'll be dealt, but the fact of the matter is they are listening and talking with other teams about a possible trade for Matthew Stafford.
That is true. They are indeed talking, because I think we're hearing from both camps, both the Lions and Stafford. They are indeed talking.
Well, in fact, Kelly Stafford posted on her personal Instagram account that, you know, if the Lions are done with them, she wouldn't mind a stay in California, which lines up perfectly with the Los Angeles Chargers, because the Chargers just announced earlier this week that they were parting ways with their longtime starting quarterback, Philip Rivers. They're moving into a new stadium, so would that get fans excited, having Matthew Stafford as the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, who are coming off a rough season last year?
Matthew Stafford's also coming off a broken back.
Yes, he is. He missed the final eight games of the year with a broken back, and that's something that has to be considered if you're a team trying to trade for Matthew Stafford.
So does this mean that if Stafford gets dealt, then the Lions' plan is to draft Tua Tagovailoa?
Close enough. Yes. I have to spell it out phonetically, but it's Tua Tagovailoa. How's that?
Okay. Holy cow.
Alabama. But here's the other thing, too. They would also have to bring in a veteran quarterback to keep the seat warm until Tagovailoa is ready to go. Now, some of the names that could be out there as a possibility.
Tom Brady.
Yes. You beat me to it. You beat me to it. Tom Brady could be a Now, look, I think he's going to re-sign with New England, but there is that possibility.
He's not going anywhere.
I agree with you. There's also Joe Flacco, who could possibly be out there. Cam Newton, coming off an injury, is also out there. Teddy Bridgewater is about to become a free agent. He could be a guy. And, of course, the noted seat warmer of all time, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Everywhere he goes, somebody else is about to replace him at quarterback. But he's used to that, so maybe the Lions swing a deal to get a guy like Fitzpatrick to keep the seat warm until Tua Tagovailoa is ready.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, God, shut your mouth.
I know, I'm kidding. He hasn't played in
No,
a
Tim
time.
Tebow is still trying to make the New York Mets. Good luck with that.
Okay. How about Doug Flutie? Is he doing
He's in remarkable shape. Have you seen those commercials?
Yeah, my God. He's incredible. No doubt about it. But but again, this does not mean that he has been traded or is going to be traded. There's just trade talks. And the other thing, too, is $32 million in dead cap money would have to be absorbed by the Lions if they make any kind of a deal for Stafford, who still has three more years left on the current contract that he's working on.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Well, it's official. Kelly Stafford, Instagrammed it.
Have a great day.
You got it.